Fair. Welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you for joining. I'm replaying a conversation I had with my friends in my head. The focus of the discussion was the use of indigenous language as a means of instruction in Nigerian schools. I got to hear opinions for and against. When we talk about instructions in school or learning in school, Russians, Indians, Chinese, and even the Arabs learn in the indigenous languages. We have used the English language in Nigeria for many years. So would Nigerians really love the idea of being taught in their local languages? Let's listen to what some Nigerians have to say.
Okay, so do you think we should be teaching schools, like subjects, in our indigenous language?
Yes. Well, I know that they help children to know where they come from. They also help them to know their culture and tradition. I wish you know language is a part of culture. So if we teach our languages, children will be well informed. Yes, go to Japan. Japan doesn't learn with their English language. They study with Japanese. And likewise other countries, Chinese do the same thing. They can only get interpreters in English. So they better learn with their language. So they get to know meanings without making mistakes. English is not our mother language. So you can make mistakes, but when you study with your mother language, you know what is called. For instance, when we talk of 1 + 1, an Igbo man will say, ufu, etiere ufu. Not like today children, they won't know what it is.
Children have not understood it. You want to now teach mass in Igbo language. Which means Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, Igala. Why will children should first understand the one you use English to teach them? And you know, children dread math because it's one of the most difficult subjects. No, I feel the Igbo they already teach in schools or the indigenous languages they teach in school is enough. It's already enough. They don't need to go further to teach the general subject in indigenous language. It's stressful.
Of course, they should, so that the children will be able to understand those. Those thoughts, you understand?
It is good to teach in an indigenous language, but to mix it, understand? Yes, to teach in English and body, because none of the students used to understand by their own language, understand? But it's good for you to understand English more.
No, okay, because English is a universal language and it's basically a Nigerian accepted language, so every language should be taught as a subject.
It will not because in our generation, I think it's best for them to teach children in general language. You understand? When they teach them general language, whenever they go, whenever they find themselves, they can defend themselves than speaking language to them.
Those were the voices of some Nigerians. We'll go on a quick break, but we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to Nigeria Daily. In this episode, we're discussing the use of our indigenous languages in teaching. Will it be possible to adopt this in school as well? Dr. Maimuna Kabuk is a linguist, and she speaks with us on the possibility and significance of the use of our indigenous languages for instructing and schools?
Talking about possibility, I'll say the chances are very slim, to be honest.
Why is that?
And the simple reason being that, you know, we are so conversant with English language, for example, and then other foreign languages like French, Spanish, Arabic, Turkish, you know, because of their international value. You know, we place little value on our own local languages. We have placed more value on foreign languages. So I'll say the chances are slim.
So if you say we're placing a little value on our languages, could it be the fact that we're not using it in our schools to teach students, or because Nigerians don't like to use our local dialect in most of the things they do?
Well, not teaching it in our schools is one of it. But like I said, we've placed so much value on foreign languages. If you check, you go to a family, typical family setting, an average Nigerian or middle class family setting in Nigeria, they hardly speak their indigenous language. We begin to, we raise our children speaking English. We want our children to speak impeccable English.
Wow.
I'd say so. It's that's bad, I would say. So it's the reason we don't place much value, because if we do, there are exceptional situations. There are homes that, in fact, it's a rule. Once you're at home, you speak the local language, the indigenous language. It's a rule, but you can handpick those families.
Okay, you yourself mentioned some, you know, languages or countries that use their indigenous language. You know, there have been clamor for a very long time for people to use indigenous languages in school. That is very evident. The governor of Imo State in 2019 did say that, you know, Igbo should be introduced in all level of education. And that's like one of the bold statements we've had, or one of the many bold statements we have, or few of the bold statements we have since 1960 concerning our languages. And then we have other people, our constitution supports that we use our indigenous language. But coming to the school front now, which is, you know, the bone of contention, do you think that if indigenous language is being introduced in school, it's being used often in school, we will have more understanding of some of the subjects we'll find difficult? Do you think it's going to
definitely
be easier? Okay.
Definitely. Definitely. Because take it or leave it, the English language is introduced to you. There's what we call the mother tongue. It means the language you're spoken to, the language of your parents, the first language you're introduced to, and it's your indigenous language. It's something that you don't need to go to school to learn. It's grammar, it's rules. It just, you know, you just have a grasp of it. So imagine you being taught in that language. Take, for example, geography. You want to teach longitude and latitude, for instance.
Okay.
You'll have to explain what longitude is in English. So you use more words and more words to explain just a term. But if it's in your indigenous language, it is believed you already know that. But even if you don't, you know, an example will just be cited, or a word associated to it will be said, and you just know that, okay, this is what the person means. And then the teaching continues. So you will have to explain terms and terms before you come back to the real substance that you want to teach. It's so much work. And then research have shown that people think in their first language. People think in their first language. So if it's the reason sometimes before we speak English, we'll think about what we say. It doesn't come out spontaneously because there is a language that has taken precedence over the English language.
Wow.
Believe it or not, that is how it is. So when there are a few instances, even in Nigeria, that children think in English, but most of us think in an indigenous language. And that's why you have an instance like, we term it not so correct English usage, I'm coming, when you're actually not on your way towards the person you're talking to. I think he just wants to say, I'll be there in a while. Give me some time or something. Mm. Or say, I'm coming. It's actually a direct translation from, let me use Hausa now, Inazwa. It's a direct translation. So you actually thought of it in your own indigenous language, then you have to translate it all in your mind before saying it. So if you can, it's a process. It's a process. So, you know, to break that, just teach the child in the indigenous language, and you are guaranteed that understanding will be more effective. It will be more easier.
So what you're saying now is, if we introduce the indigenous language in our schools, it will work, and we'll have more people understand what they've been taught in school than what we have right now, using the lingua franca, of course, English language.
Yes. Use China, for example. We have Chinese coming into Nigeria as expats. Hmm. They still don't understand English, and they are mining our engineering sites. They are establishing companies. They will have to, you know, they are more concerned about what you can do, because they are trained to know that aspect now, not to speak English to be comprehensible to a wider audience, so to speak. So they teach them in their indigenous language. If you go to Japan, it's the same thing. If you go to Saudi, I believe they teach them in Arabic and maybe English as a second language. Hmm. So it's, you know, they are being taught in their first languages. And so the stress of learning another language has been ruled out. So you are focusing on knowing what you are supposed to know. So I will still advocate that teaching in one's indigenous or first language guarantees better understanding. So the possibilities, like I said, the chances are quite slim in Nigeria.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much, Maymuna. I really appreciate this. That was Dr. Maymuna Kabuk, a linguist. On that note, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily, and thank you so much for being a part of the show. To everyone whose voices were heard, we say thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and it is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com and on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio, NAS FM 89.9 if you're in Yola, and on Unity FM 93.3 Jazz. If you have questions or comments or intend to sponsor Nigeria Daily, send us a message via WhatsApp on 091-389-33390. That is 091-3893-33390. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.